Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, March 31st, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports 2024 financial results, including positive cash flow from operations of $646,290 for full year. Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports its 2024 financial results, with total revenues up 65% year-over-year and adjusted earnings per share increasing by $1.11. Net cash provided by operations swung from negative $236,877 in 2023 to positive $646,290 in 2024. The Environmental Services business line is expected to exceed $3 million in revenue for 2025, with corporate profitability. The company plans to continue its stock repurchase program and start dividend payments in the second quarter of 2025. The CEO stated that 2024 was foundational, setting up an exciting 2025 and beyond, with a focus on growth opportunities and investments in resource-driven and emerging technology industries. Charbone Hydrogen expands product offerings with commercial agreements with a Tier 1 U.S. industrial gas producer. Charbone Hydrogen Corporation has expanded its product offerings through commercial agreements with a Tier 1 U.S. industrial gas producer. The agreements enable Charbone to access hydrogen volumes in advance of its own production and offer additional gases like helium to customers. With a focus on the North American market, Charbone is set to deploy 16 production plants across Canada and the U.S. The company's partnership with a Tier 1 industrial gas producer will diversify revenue streams and address the growing demand for hydrogen and industrial gases. This move solidifies Charbone's position as a market leader in the hydrogen industry and enhances investor confidence in its innovative business model.
Giant Mining Corp. Diamond Core Drilling Update from Majuba Hill, Nevada. Giant Mining Corp. announces drilling progress at Majuba Hill, Nevada, with hole MHB-32 surpassing 800 feet. The core program aims to expand copper mineralization and update the mineral resource estimate. Big Sky Exploration drilled MHB-32, which will undergo detailed logging and sampling. Core samples will be sent to ALS Labs for analysis. Copper, gold, and silver prices are on the rise, enhancing project value. The 2025 core program follows up on high-grade copper zones and aims to confirm deeper extensions. Updates on assay results and drilling progress will be provided to stakeholders. Majuba Hill's key features include location in a top-ranked mining jurisdiction, historical drilling, expandability potential, and secured funding for the 2025 campaign.
New Age Industries, Inc., parent company of Advanta Pure and Carolina Components Group, announce a collaboration. New Age Industries, Inc., parent company of Advanta Pure and New Age Performance Products, has announced a collaboration with Carolina Components Group, Inc., to develop and market eco-friendly products for the single-use biopharma manufacturing market. The partnership aims to create products with a reduced carbon footprint, starting with a line of thermoplastic elastomer tubing products. Mary Marcus, CEO of New Age Industries, expressed their commitment to sustainability, while John Cooling, President and CEO of Carolina Components Group, praised NAI's focus on sustainability. New Age Industries, founded in 1954, specializes in fluid transfer system solutions, while Carolina Components Group is a supplier of ultra-pure equipment for biopharmaceutical manufacturing. For more information, contact Mary Marcus at New Age Industries or John Cooling at Carolina Components Group.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.